Good evening and welcome everyone. Please grab a drink and something to eat if you haven't already. Come and take a seat and join us. A warm welcome to everyone here with us today, whether you're in person or online, you're very warmly welcome. My name is Angela and I'm part of the church here at Knighton. And before we begin, we have some notices. So if you're a church member here at Knighton, please join us for our next church members meeting on Tuesday, the 15th of September at 7:30. We'll be hearing an application for membership from Peter Bennett and voting on recommendations that Paul Cromwell and James Dargie become elders. The Midlands Women's Convention is coming up on Saturday, the 3rd of October at Cornerstone Church, Nottingham. It's a great opportunity for us women to get together with people from Knighton and from women across the East Midlands to have fellowship and to hear from God's word. The theme of the day is Strong in the Lord, and Kirsten Guthrie will be teaching from Ephesians. Doors open at 9:15 and the day will finish at 3:30 p.m. You can book online by searching for the conference or clicking the link in the church newsletter. If you want more information or if you need a lift or if you can provide one, please speak to Abby Coward. And finally, chairs and tables can be left out after the service. So coming back to tonight, we'll be worshipping God in song. James and Susan Dargie will be sharing about the work of the charity Compassion and their role as champions for compassion here at Knighton. Paul Smith will be bringing God's word from 2 Peter 1, 5 to 11. And a forewarning, there'll be a short opportunity for discussion in groups. Yes, you will have to talk to your neighbour. A brief thought to start. I wonder whether anyone else here finds the world can be a little bit of a noisy and distracting place sometimes. When I open my internet browser at work, I'm instantly presented with rotating news stories. Clickbait. 7 ways to sleep better. I'm his wife, not his grandmother. Snakes audition for the opera. And it can be really tempting to postpone work for a few minutes and click on one or more of these stories. It's more exciting than checking a tax return. I think we're often drawn to these things because our brains like novelty, entertainment, and quick dopamine hits. And they don't really require very much effort. It's not just clickbait, it's instant messages, social media alerts, app notification, the box set you were halfway through and can't wait to finish, all vying for our attention. So I'm going to pray for us tonight that during our time together, we'll be able to filter out the noise and distraction and focus together on our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord says, "Be still and know that I am God." Heavenly Father, we praise you that you made us for a relationship with you, and you are immensely interested in us. Yet we confess we so easily give our time and attention to other things. We ask for your forgiveness and praise you that our pardon has been purchased by our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that your Holy Spirit will help us lift our thoughts and our affections to Christ, that he will be our joy and our treasure. Amen. Over to the worship.
Good evening. We're going to actually sing a new song to start, and we hope you're going to learn it, teach it. You're going to learn it, I'm going to teach it. It's a new song that talks about how certain our grace is, and it's a really great set of words. So what we're going to do, if you're willing, let's stand together. We're going to sing the verse one and the chorus. If you know it, sing with us, and then we'll come back round and sing the whole song together. It goes like this.
How certain is the grace in which we stand? How strong the arms of mercy that surround? How surely does your blood enfold us in your love? How firmly now you hold us in your hand.
The chorus goes like this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Promises in your, you will. His love that came for us, humble to the sinner's cross. He brought my shame and sinfulness, rose again victorious. Faithfulness none can deny, through the storm and through the fire. There is truth that sets me free, Jesus Christ who lives in me. You are stronger, you are stronger, sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all. No beginning.
Thank you that you are an awesome, holy God, and that you want to know us. Amen. Take seats.
Good evening, everybody. For those who don't know me, my name's James Dargie, and this is Susan, Susan Dargie. And first of all, I'd like to start with an apology, because if you were here this morning, there's going to be a very high degree of repetition as we talk to you about Compassion UK. As was already mentioned, Susan and I are taking up the roles of Compassion UK Church Champions. So this evening, briefly, I'm just going to explain a little bit more about what Compassion UK is, and then Susan is going to talk about what exactly is a Church Champion and what are we going to be doing in our roles as Church Champions. I'm very conscious many of you will have heard of Compassion already. For those of you who haven't, just to outline, Compassion UK is a Christian child development charity, and their their mission is to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. The organization works in developing countries all over the world, about 29 different countries all over the world, through local churches, and that's absolutely key. The idea is to support children both physically, emotionally, educationally, and spiritually. And the whole idea is to help children develop and flourish through connections with local churches in the communities that they live. Now, a number of church family members over many years have sponsored children through Compassion, mainly in Ethiopia. Knighton has a focus on Ethiopia through Compassion UK. And in fact, Susan and I were led to sponsor a couple of different children through Compassion UK following a very similar presentation like this about 17 years ago. So to help us understand a little bit more about Compassion and the work that they do around the world, we're just going to see a very brief video.
So basically, a church champion acts as a link between Compassion UK and our church family here. So our role is to help raise awareness about the work of Compassion through sharing stories and updates, helping people to understand church, what it means to sponsor a child, and supporting those in the church family that already sponsor children through Compassion, and organising Compassion-related activities or events each year. We've already completed some online training to find out a little bit more about the role, and we've started attending regular Zoom meetings with other church champions around the UK that's led by the team from Compassion. Basically, we'll be a point of contact for Compassion within Knighton, and we're planning to organise some events, the first of which is a Christian music concert, which there's a poster for, where we've got Lou Fellingham coming to do a concert on Saturday the 21st of November. So that's a date for your diaries at this stage. Tickets should go on sale via the QR code in the next week or so we can keep you updated about that. And we're going to invite other churches in the area as well. It's not just for the Knighton Church family, it's for everybody who's welcome to come to that event. So basically, if anyone's got any questions or wants more information about sponsoring a child through Compassion, please come and have a chat with us tonight or at any point in the future. I'm just going to hand over to Kirsten now. We're keeping it in the family. Kirsten's going to come and do the reading.
The reading is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 11. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Sing one more song before Paul comes to preach to us. If you're willing, able, let's stand together.
Behold him, Jesus.
As promised, we have a discussion question for you that Paul has prepared to help us do a bit of groundwork before we get into God's word. So the question is, what do you put your effort into? Perhaps pick your top three, have a chat. For those downstairs, there's some examples on sheets of paper on the table. And for those in the balcony and online, there should be the examples on the screen. But you may think of others. We'll give you 3 to 4 minutes. Go. Right, hopefully you've had a helpful discussion. It sounds like we've had some quite energetic discussions, which is great. So just before we come to the Word of God, I'm just going to pray again. Heavenly Father, as we come to study your Word tonight, we pray you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what you have to say to us. We thank you for Paul, for the work he has put into preparing to teach us. And we pray that your Spirit will help him, strengthen him, and bless him. Through his teaching, may our attentions and affections be directed heavenwards. May we be transformed more and more into the likeness of Christ and fitted for heaven. And may this be all to the praise of your glorious grace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Angela, for helping us through the first part of our service. Thank you for band for helping us to praise God together. Thank you guys for tolerating the idea of talking to each other. But well done. Hopefully you came up with some interesting discussions. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Do keep your Bibles open. Do keep your Bibles open or your phone open so that you can check that everything we look at tonight comes from in here. These are not just some ideas that we're generating for ourselves. This is God's word and God wants to speak to us from it. I'm going to put that on there. So we're picking up on our series in the book of 2 Peter. And last week, John Barrett kicked off this series for us. Now, looking at last week, how in Jesus, we have everything we need to live a godly life. Let me just very quickly recap where we're at in the Bible. It's about 30 years after Jesus has gone back to heaven. Peter, we recall, was one of his disciples. We're pretty sure he's now in prison. And he's pretty sure that he's now soon to die. And so he writes these two letters, 1 and 2 Peter, to scattered churches in the ancient world, encouraging them to continue to grow in their faith. And there's a very good reason, or a couple of good reasons, why Peter is desperate for these early Christians to grow in their knowledge and understanding of God, to grow in their godly character. Later on in the book, we're told that there are wayward teachers, people who would drag them away.